All right, so we're going to do our midday market recap here. Finishing the morning up 1,000. Let's see, where am I at? Gotta open my platform up again. Let's see. All right, I'll get this on screen share so you guys can see. 1,100. Do. 40, no, $1,169.76. Not bad for day 171. So, in the last 4 days here, about $7,500 profit, which is awesome. Nice little hot streak, a warm streak. Not super hot, but warmer than I've been. So, that's good. $3,900 on Thursday, $1,300 on Friday, $1,400 on Monday, and $1,100 here on Tuesday. So can't complain about that. And really, I've been trying to take it pretty easy. I mean, I've been taking 10,000 shares on a lot of trades, but waiting for really good quality setups, and then when I see them, jumping in. So before we go over midday market recap for today, I'm going to throw a sticker on another one of these laptops that I'm going to be giving away on Thursday. So remember, Thursday, 1 p.m., I'm hosting a special webinar here for the month of September, and I'll be giving away three of these Lenovo laptops. Oh, wait, this one? Did I open it upside down? That's weird. I've never done that before. And considering this is the like fifth one that I've opened, that's surprising. But it doesn't have a sticker, so, and it was taped shut. Huh, that's strange. Anyways, so here we go. This looks clean as can be. I love that smell. That smell of a brand new computer. I remember the first computer that I got that was my own was a black. Black MacBook Pro. And it was one of those black ones that were kind of like rounded, had the Apple symbol on the back that glowed white with the keys. It was a really nice computer. I really liked that one a lot. That was years ago. But anyways, so this one is looking good, and let's get a sticker on it. Okay, so we've got stickers here. Those of you, when you order t-shirts and hats and things like that from where you're trading, a lot of times they come with stickers. Not always, but a lot of times they do. So that is one way to get a Warrior Trading sticker. Students at the Inner Circle in the first week of October, I think we'll probably have some stickers for you guys as well. We're gonna have a bunch of Warrior stuff there. Okay, so reminder, each one of these trading laptops comes with two external monitors, one multi-monitor rack, 1 year-long subscription to Trade Ideas, and 1 year-long subscription to Benzinga. Benzinga and Trade Ideas have both partnered on this giveaway, which is really exciting. It's awesome that they're supporting you guys. So the three students who win these trading stations are going to be in really good shape. So during the webinar, I'll give away one of these trading stations to a random attendee. The other two will go to two of the students who join us in our Warrior Pro trading course. All right, so I'll slide that back in there. These are super easy. I just open it up, pop the sticker on, and then ship them out. And I also, when I ship them out, I include a book. So, copy of How to Day Trade. Let's see, let's close this guy up. Actually, what we'll do here is all right, so Nick and Joe, they both got copies of this last month when I sent these out, so I'm just going to sign this. Congratulations on the new trading station. Exclamation point, exclamation point. Enjoy. Ross. Okay, so, ready to go? Ready to get sent out? That'll go on Thursday along with the laptop. I can sneak that in there and that'll fit. Just have to tape it closed. Okay, so that's coming up Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern. And awesome, Nick, you got it. Fantastic. All right, glad to hear it. So Nick's in the chat room right now, which is great. So anyways, I'll be excited to do that again this month and help those students get off to a really great start. Okay, so let's go over the trades from today. $1,169.76. Not a bad day at all. Again, started a little bit on the slow side. We'll look back here at my very first trade of the day. So first trade of the day was on CAPR. Let's back this up. CAPR. So, oops, there we go. This one was on our gap scanner. Now, remember yesterday we had a very obvious gapper, which was NBVR. It was top of the gap scan with lots of volume. We knew everyone was going to be watching it, and so as soon as the bell rang, I jumped in and got a trade on it right out of the gates. Today, we didn't have a super, super obvious gapper. CAPR was, I think, the fourth leading gapper. You know, so it was on the scan, but it wasn't the leading gapper. I was concerned with CAPR for one primary reason. As I was looking at it pre-market, I was worried that we were going to run into our 200 moving average right here. And that was priced at 184. So I was concerned that would be a problem. As the bell rang and we started to pop up, we had a pre-market high of 160. And so there was a part of me that thought about jumping in right at 160, but I just wasn't totally sure. In fact, that would have been a great entry. Break a pre-market high 160 because we broke that level and we squeezed up to 178. So I bought it on the first 1 minute micro pullback. That was an entry at, and I'll show you guys who are on Facebook Live. So that was an entry right here for the first 1 minute candle to make a new high and then selling on the pop through 82. So you can see my P&L here. So entry at 74 and 74, 10,000 shares, sold at 79, 79, 78, 73, I guess was the rest. Now, well, and 76. Now what's interesting on this one is there was so much volume that I had no issue selling on the ask. This was very thickly traded. I mean, even right now, let's see how much volume we have. CAPR, typing with one hand. 12 million shares of volume, coming up on 13 million shares. So really liquid, had no issue getting in with 10,000 and getting right out with 10,000, and was able to sell a good portion of it on the ask, which was awesome. Next trade was getting back in at, 89 and 90, as you can see right there, those two orders that are highlighted. That was, move this forward, right up here where we had this little 1 minute pullback again, and we popped up to a high of 94. I sold at 90, what was it, like 92, 93, something like that. Made, you know, another couple hundred bucks on it, but it wasn't the biggest winner, really. In any case, $568 on CAPR. So 10,000 shares, basically 5.6 cents per share. Not bad. So two green trades on that one. Next trade was, next trade was MDGS. This one, I jumped in with 5,000 shares at 250. It popped up on our high day Momo scanner. Scroll down. Where was that? MDGS, that was at 55. Popped up here at 39 and then 44. I pulled it up and I was like, okay, this looks interesting. I jumped in 5,000 shares at 250. We popped up to a high of 258, but that was about it. It really wasn't very strong. You see this little 1 minute micro pullback. So managed to capture on that one only about a penny and a half per share with 5,000 shares. So small win on that one. Next trade, let's see, scroll down here, was HMNY. Jumping in with 3,000 shares. I actually tried to take 6,000 on that first trade. I thought I pressed it twice, but I guess I didn't. This one, I saw it in the 380s, and a couple traders mentioned it to me, like, hey, Ross, take a look at it in the 380 range. And I was like, well, I'm not sure people are watching it because it's not on my scanners. It was only so-so yesterday, and at that point on the day, I was only up about $640 on MDGS and CAPR. So I was sort of just like, I'm not sure if I want to get aggressive on that. It ends up popping up here to a high of 410 and then 418. So I was like, okay, well, clearly it's strong. I'll buy a 1 minute micro pullback. That was right here. I got in at 19, as you can see, 18, 3,000 shares at 18, and then I added 3,000 shares at 25 for the high of day break. We hit a high of 29. I was looking for 25 for 430, 435, and then possibly a move up to 450. That didn't happen. So I ended up selling at 26, 26, 25, and 22. So not the most exciting trade there, but captured $215. Again, small winners. Small winners all day today, and they add up to $1,100 profit. Last trade was FENG. This is the trade that I did quite well on last week and made a couple thousand bucks. I saw it popping up here, breaking out on the daily chart. This was the first daily candle to make a new high. I had this up on another chart this morning because I was watching for this setup. 9,000 shares long at 97 and 98 using 3,000 share increments. Pops up to a high of 604, ended up selling a good portion at 602 and 6. And I didn't get filled any higher than that, sold the rest at 97. You can see this hit a high of 608 and then it dropped down to 594 and then it popped back up to 610 on this one candle back down to 94. Little choppy, not super clean. So it's kind of a scalp of the whole dollar, plus a really strong daily setup. Was hoping for a little bit more, but $300 is not bad. So that leaves me with about $1,100 profit today, which is not bad for 2 hours of trading. Okay, so that's it for me today. I'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning, this afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern. We're going to host our Beginner Warrior Pro session. So that'll be 3 p.m. Eastern for Warrior Pro students. And then that's about it. Okay, so any questions, those of you watching on YouTube or Facebook, feel free to leave comments on the video. Those of you in the chat room, I'll answer questions here in just a moment. Okay, so I'll see you all first thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Well, I was just working on the dream board for my next home run trade. Hopefully it comes soon. Until then, make sure you subscribe to get email alerts anytime I go live or upload new videos. Until then, happy surfing!